USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. The latest guidance from the CDC says people who are fully vaccinated should get tested 3 to 5 days after a potential exposure, even if they don't have symptoms. The agency says it's reversing their guidance because of the more contagious Delta variant, which now accounts for most COVID-19 infections. In case you missed it, Dr. Fauci wants you to get vaccinated.
We have 100 million people in this country who are eligible to be vaccinated who have not gotten vaccinated.
Republican Representatives Matt Gaetz of Florida, Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia, and Louie Gohmert of Texas on Thursday were turned away from the D.C. Department of Corrections, where they're trying to visit accused January 6th rioters. Video shows officers who said the group was trespassing and obstructing entrance into the facility, denying the trio entry. This is USA Radio News.
They're calling it the new socialism. More and more Democratic lawmakers want everyone to get a basic income, even if they don't work. Free health care, free college, and more. Now, every night this week, Rob Schmidt is on Newsmax pushing back on the new socialism and its leaders like AOC and Bernie Sanders. Joe Biden's spending programs are already costing you trillions as inflation is soaring. If you care about your money, you need to watch Rob Schmidt tonight. Find out why socialism doesn't really work and how it actually can cost you a lot. Get Newsmax TV on all major cable systems. If your operator doesn't carry it, call them and demand Newsmax or you can switch. Also, find Newsmax for free on most streaming systems like Roku, Samsung, LG, Pluto, Zumo, and more. Or download the free Newsmax app on your phone and watch it anywhere. More than 30 million Americans are tuning into Newsmax because it's news they can trust.
Discussing the CDC's new masking guidelines, Texas Republican Congressman Dan Crenshaw said the basis for the decision is a study conducted in India, assessing a vaccine that isn't approved in the U.S., the AstraZeneca vaccine. The study was also rejected in peer review. They changed the status of rejection to revised the day of the CDC announcement.
So you've got a single study, not from our country, not with a vaccine that we even use. It gets worse than that. So the CDC and the administration keep saying they're going to come out with other studies. But behind closed doors, they've told reporters they have no such data. They have no other studies at all.
The first flight evacuating Afghans who worked alongside Americans in Afghanistan brought more than 200 people, including scores of children and babies in arms, to resettlement in the United States on Friday, and President Joe Biden welcomed them home. This is USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The Magic Kingdom is taking coronavirus precautions again due to the high number of coronavirus cases in California and Florida. USA's Wendy King has more.
Disney Parks has announced it's going back to requiring all guests wear masks indoors due to the increase of COVID-19 cases nationwide, which is fueled by the much more contagious Delta variant. Visitors must wear face coverings while indoors at all Disney parks, and that includes while entering attractions, getting on board buses, and riding the monorail or Disney Skyliner. The announcement comes 2 days after the Center for Disease Control and Prevention Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky updated guidance to recommend masks for everyone indoors, including those who are fully vaccinated. Other parks, including Universal Studios Hollywood and Six Flags Magic Mountain, are already requiring people to wear masks indoors. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Democrats are warning that any attempts by moderates to pare down a $3.5 trillion spending package could threaten President Biden's top legislative priority and leave the party empty-handed. Progressive Democrats are sounding the alarm after Democratic Senator Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona warned Wednesday that she doesn't support a $3.5 trillion price tag. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.